Okay, so Om Gnat Chinananda Shah, Ananda Janasana Pya Chakshur and Mini Kam Yena. Tasmaya Shigurve Namaha. This will probably be the quickest initiation lecture I ever gave because of the time constraints. So today is Ram Nomi. So, right? Good. So I thought it would be appropriate to glorify the holy name of the Lord since most of the devotees here are taking first initiation, which is known as Harinam initiation, and I knew there's one devotee who's taking second initiation. So we'll speak mostly about Harinam initiation, the glories of the Lord, in terms of Brahma's pastimes. How about that? Yeah. Pretty good. So, I have three nice pastimes to tell you about Rama and the holy name that proves the potency of the holy name. The first one, you're probably more familiar with. Once upon a time, many eons ago, there was a dacoit, or a gunda, as you may say. And he was robbing people, killing people, stabbing people, taking their money because he had a family to support. And once upon a time, as he was robbing, stealing, killing, there was a group of sages. I'll make you remind, which are the stories I'm telling you come from that. Mentioned that it was the Sapta Rishis, the seven Rishis. Okay. So, of course, the Sapta Rishis probably didn't have much money, but this Ratnagara didn't know that. So, they were proceeding down the path, and he stopped them, and he said, "Give me your money or your life." And they began to preach to him, as devotees normally do. They said, "Don't you understand the laws of karma? That if you kill someone, rob someone, hurt someone in any way, the same thing will happen to you in the future." And being a very Vedic dacoit, he said, "Yeah, I understand that. But this is my job, and I have to support my family." So the Sapta Rishis said to him, "Do you think your family, since they love you so much, will accept some of your karma?" And he said, "Of course, they love me. They would give anything for me. They would even accept all my karma." So the sages said, "Okay, you go and talk to your family and see if they'll accept your karma." So he goes to his family and says to his wife, "Priya." You know, that's how you normally call your wife, "my dear. Will you accept some of my karma? Because I'm stealing, you know, buying you saris, buying you jewelry and everything like that." And she says, basically, "Hell no. Your business is to work and buy me saris and buy me jewelry. You know, so keep your own karma." Then he goes to his son and he says to his son basically the same thing. And his son says, "No, Dad. Your business is to buy me things, support me." Then he goes to his little daughter, and the little daughter says the same thing, basically. He goes back to the Sapta Rishis and says, "I just had a rude awakening in life and discovered that they don't love me." Mature love. And he said, "What should I do?" And they said, "You should chant this mantra." First they wanted him to chant Ram Nam, but he was too sinful. So he had to be given a mantra that he could relate to, which was, as you know, Mara, which means death. And he thought, being a dacoit, just like people nowadays, they have the music songs where they chant really vile, gruesome things. So he began to chant this mantra, Mara, Mara, Mara. And of course, we know you keep chanting it, and what happens? Ram, 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 Mara, Ram, 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 Ram. So he began to chant Ram's name, not meaning Ram. Of course, that's called Nama Vas. There's different stages of chanting. Nama Vas means you're chanting accidentally, jokingly, derisively, but you're not really meaning to chant the Lord's holy names. It's not offensive. Jamil did the same thing, and he got freed from the Yamadutas. Of course, later on, he had to perform devotional service before he went back to Godhead. You don't go back to Godhead by Namavas chanting. you go back to Godhead by Sudanam chanting. And Sudanam means, and we're supposed to talk about the 10 offenses, this is a convenient way to put it in. Sudanam means avoiding the 10 offenses very quickly. The 10 offenses are as follows. Blaspheme the devotees of the Lord, who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. And, of course, this is called the mad elephant offense. Mad elephant, because when an elephant gets into your garden, the elephant tramples everything in the garden and you have nothing left. So you have a garden of devotion in your heart. You've gotten the creeper of devotion, or the seed of devotion from the Guru, Ramanda Ramate Homra Bhagavan, Jiv Guru Krishna Sade Bhari Bhakti Bhaktish. And by criticizing, offending Vaishnavas, you destroy that creeper. So avoid that offense. Next offense is to consider the names of the demigods to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Actually, the demigods are all servants of Krishna, Vishnu, and they are not God. We should respect them. Sometimes the acharyas explain this offense as being disrespecting the demigods. So we shouldn't disrespect them, nor should we consider them to be God. They are servants of God. Next offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is speaking on behalf of the Supreme Personality, God, the Lord's ambassador. So we want to obey him. At the same time, it's not blind obedience. One has a right to say, my dear Guru Maharaj, can you explain why that instruction is being given? Can you give some shastric reference, etc., like that? And sometimes the spiritual master will test you by giving you an instruction. And then he's wanting to see if you're intelligent enough to understand it was a test. For example, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Parikshit Maharaj asking Sukadeva Goswami, how can people become free from the sinful reactions they will get? You know, what's the methodology? And Sukadeva Goswami says, by atonement, which is called prayaschitta. And then Parikshit Maharaj disagrees with his guru. And he says, it's not going to work. It's like an elephant bathing. An elephant bathes and he pours dirt on himself later on. So then, eventually, to make a long story short, Sukadeva Goswami gets to the point of Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishno Jangam Mangalamang Hasam Mahatamapi Kodavya Vidikanta Ganishkritam. Chanting the Lord's holy names and engaged in bhakti is the only method of atonement, prayaschitta, and the only method to overcome your sinful reactions. Alright, so next offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures, the pursuance of the Vedic version. And we should understand that all the Vedic literatures are ultimately meant to bring one to the point of bhakti, but there may be some preliminary activities or prescriptions in the Vedic literatures. Next offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Actually, they're not. Next offense is to give some contaminated, perverted, imaginative interpretation on the holy names. And of course, there are bona fide meanings of the holy names. I was just reading an Acharya's commentary on the holy name. He said, the word Krishna is composed of two syllables, Krish and Na. And he described that Krish means to attract. So Krishna attracts us, and Na, he gives you Ananda. Another meaning he said, negates the material energy. So we don't want to give our own interpretation. We can actually utilize the Acharya's interpretations. Next offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. That means thinking you can chant your way out of smoking marijuana. You just take a puff and chant. It doesn't work like that. Krishna's more intelligent than you. He knows you're trying to cheat. He's in your heart. Don't try to do it. Our next offense is to think that chanting Hare Krishna is one of the rituals prescribed in the Vedas. They're called Kamakanji rituals. The chanting of Hare Krishna is completely transcendental. Namachin Tamani, Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Purna Shiva Nijamukta. Nilakwam Namanamina. It's non-different than Krishna. It's not a ritual. I mean, even in Krishna consciousness, we have our ritual, you know, fire sacrifice, where they have a nice flower decoration in the sand, which is nice. But you're not going to go back to Godhead by making a nice flower decoration in the sand. You go back to Godhead by being absorbed in Krishna's name in prema. So, the next offense is to instruct those who are faithless in the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. We instruct everyone to chant, but we don't tell people more than they can bear to hear. They might commit offenses, they might have more doubts, they might criticize. So many issues. We have to be very discreet in presenting Krishna consciousness. It's like in the beginning days of the movement, devotees asked Prabhupada, are there more rules and regulations? And Prabhupada said, if I told you everything, you would faint. So, the final offense, of course, there's 10 offenses, but actually there's an overriding offense. The final one is to not have complete faith in chanting of Hare Krishna and maintain material attachments. It's not offensive to have material attachments, or else we'd all be in trouble. It's offensive to try to maintain. We should be trying to clear them. That's the clearing stage of chanting. And the overall, let's say, sometimes described as the 11th offense, but it's an actual overall discrepancy that envelops all the offenses, is inattentive chanting. So how can you be attentive when you're chanting? Remember that you're dealing directly with Krishna. Pray to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna as a prayer, like Lord Chaitanya mentions in the Shikshashtaka. Ainanda Tadusha Kinkaram Paditamam Vishame Bhavam Budo Kripya Tavapada Pankaja Sita Duli Sabrasanta Chintya. My dear Lord Krishna, I am your eternal servant, but I've somehow or other fallen in this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please fix me up as one of the atoms or specks of dust at your lotus feet. So the whole Shikshastika is actually meant to teach us the proper positive mood apart from the 10 offenses that we want to avoid. So we advise the devotees to study the Shikshastika. Anyway, getting back to the story of Ratnagara, our friend, he was chanting Namabhash. But that chanting became purer and purer and purer, even though his intention was simply to become free from his reactions. But his intention changed as he kept chanting. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, his intention changed as he kept chanting. And the same thing will happen with us. In the beginning, we start chanting, why? Chatur Vidal Vajanti Mam, Krishna says in the Gita. We start chanting because we're distressed, we want knowledge, we're inquisitive, or we're looking for knowledge, or even we're looking for money, or opulence, let's say. But in the end, all we want is Krishna. Like Dhruva Maharaj said, I was looking for some pieces of broken glass, and I found a beautiful gem or diamond. So, we have faith in the holy name. So Ratnagara, he kept chanting, and he became so purified, he didn't even notice that there was an anthill growing around him. Wow. That's determination. Of course, most of us, even if our stomach starts growling and we're hungry, we'll notice it. Time to stop chanting. So, that's why he's known as Valmiki, the anthill sage. And so later on, the Saptarishis came by and they heard this anthill chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. And they understood it was their disciple. And they told him, now you come out of the anthill. And by chanting Ram Nam, all the pastimes of Lord Ram became revealed to him. He was able to understand what was going to happen in the future, the Uttar Ramayana, by chanting Ram Nam. Amazing. And he was able to speak the whole Ramayana to Lava and Kush. And he became so pure, he was able to host Sita Devi in his ashram. Great sage, Valmiki Muni. And of course, later on, he became the author of the Ramayana. So many nice stories. So that's the first story about Ram Nam. I have to watch the time. Second story is even more interesting. Actually, very interesting. Once upon a time, Narada Muni decided to make some trouble, as he usually does. And so there was the king of Kashi who was on his way to Ayodhya to see Ram. And so on his way, he met Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, okay, when you go there, you offer respects to everyone except for Viswamitra Muni. And we know Viswamitra Muni, sometimes has an anger issue, a lot of anger issues. Anyway, so he goes there, offers respects to everyone but Viswamitra Muni. And Viswamitra Muni gets very angry, and he says to Ram, this rascal didn't offer respects to me. So I want you to shoot him, to kill him. And so Ram says, okay. So this king of Kashi, he hears about this, and he goes to Narada Muni, what have you done? You've gotten me in trouble. And Narada Muni says, take shelter of Hanuman. So, and tell Hanuman that you're a great Ram Bhakta at the same time. So he goes to Hanuman and tells Hanuman, I am a Ram Bhakta and Ram wants to kill me. Protect me, protect me. Okay. So Hanuman says, I will protect you, don't worry. So let's go to the river here, probably the Sarayu at this particular point, and you remain right below me and you keep chanting Ram Nam. And I will chant Ram Nam too. So they were chanting Ram Nam, Ram Nam, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. Of course, we chant Hare Krishna, but we also chant Ram. Ram in the Hare Krishna mantra is Ram. It's Balaram, and it's also Radharaman. Wow, we're really lucky. So he was chanting Ram Nam, and then Ram comes and says, Hanuman, turn over that king to me. And so the king is like shaking like that. Oh, what's Hanuman going to do? Hanuman says, no. Disobeying Ram's order. Wow. And so Ram says, I have to kill him. And Hanuman says, you have to kill me first. And so Hanuman keeps chanting, Ram, 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 Ram. And Ram fires his arrow. The arrow just like bounces back. Fires another arrow. Bounces back. Fires another arrow, bounces back. Oh my God. Yes, God. Anyway, so he is God, but it keeps bouncing back, bouncing back. And then Narada Muni explains to everybody he wanted to prove that Ram's name is none different and actually more powerful than Ram. Famous story. Some of you may have heard that. And then there's one final story of Ram Nam. This is a more modern story. It happened in India. There was an isolated village, and in this village there was a great devotee of Ram who always chanted Ram Nam, and he was worshipping the deity of Lord Ram, Sita Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman, and chanting continually, practically 24 hours a day, and people would give him donations. And what happened is that he used those donations to purchase a gold crown for Ram. And so Ram was having this beautiful gold crown, and some dacoits, gundas, they heard that this deity had a gold crown, and they thought, wow, it's time to rob Ram. Time to take Ram's gold crown right away. So they proceeded to the temple, and there were some spies that informed this great devotee that these dacoits are going to steal the crown that you spent so much money on. We're a poor temple. What are we going to do? And they said, you should go there, you know, close the gates of the temple. Do something. And he said, no. And he kept chanting, Ram, Nam, Ram, 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 Ram. And they said, this is foolish. What do you think? And he said, look, Ram's not the name, and Ram, he can take care of himself. He killed Ravan. So can he take care of a little puny gunda, or several gundas? And they were thinking he's really crazy. So he kept chanting Ram, Nam, Ram, Nam. The gundas came. They went into the temple to steal the crown, and they didn't come out. It's a true story. It happened recently. It happened in India. And he kept chanting Ram. So the next morning, they went into the temple and they found these dacoits paralyzed. They were lying on the floor, you know, they couldn't move at all. And they said, please save us, save us. And he said, chant Ram Nam. And so they chanted Ram Nam, they were saved, and they became great devotees, and they lived happily ever after. So, and of course, I mean, there's many stories in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes too. I mean, you have the Gadadhar Das, not Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, but Gadadhar Das, who's considered to be the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. He wanted to get the Qazi, that means the Muslim guy who was in charge of this whole district, to chant the names of Krishna. You know, chant Hare Krishna. And so, practically speaking, in the middle of the night, he goes to the Qazi's house, and he says to the Qazi that, and he wakes him up. Actually, wakes him up because he's really angry. He's probably killed a bunch of Hindus too at the same time. But Gadadhar Das is completely fearless, understanding the potency of the Lord's name. And he says to the Qazi, chant the holy name of the Lord. Chant Hare Krishna. And the Qazi says, tomorrow I will chant Hare Krishna. And Gadadhar Das says, you've already done it. Hey, Bo! So he tricked him into chanting. And then another story that you've all heard in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes about Haridas Thakur and the prostitute. She wanted to trick Haridas Thakur, being influenced by Ramchandra Khan, a person who wanted to frame Haridas Thakur and make it seem like he was having an illicit life. She wanted to cheat him, so for 3 days she was coming to his house and trying to attract his shed or his little hut, but trying to attract him. And he kept saying, you know, just like, let me finish my rounds. And, you know, I'll take care of your desires in a little while after I finish chanting all my rounds. So she was listening to the holy name and also offering obeisances to Tulsi Devi. And then what happened was very, very interesting, that she was listening to the holy name and not meaning to become a devotee, but she became such a great devotee by the third day that she offered her obeisances to Haridas Thakur, renounced her occupation, renounced the whole world, shaved her hair. And that's difficult for ladies, isn't it? Shaving hair? Yeah. For men, it's not a problem. They look better. I probably consider people who have hair be called hippie seeds. You know, they grow more than 2 weeks of hair at a time. Your hippie seeds are growing. And Prabhupada said when someone grew a beard during Chaturmas, he called it Chaturmes. So anyway, so she became a great devotee just from hearing the holy name. So we are so fortunate. The point I'm making, which I have to end in a second, the point I'm making is that we are so fortunate we've been given the Suta Nam in the cyclic succession by the mercy of our acharyas, especially His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who was the ultimate source of shiksha and refuge for every member of the Krishna consciousness movement. And we don't understand how powerful this name is. You know, we just think it's just like any other word. But it is so powerful. God is there. He's dancing on the tip of your tongue when you're chanting. So we should be very reverent, attentive while we're chanting, and we will be sure to go through the various stages that Maharaj outlined. First of all, having initial faith, associating with the devotees, performing bhakti, bhajana kriya, getting rid of the unwanted things in our heart, like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear, then becoming fixed in devotional service, which is called nishtha. And then coming up to the platform of ruchi, getting a real taste, so we can't stop chanting. And then after that, shakti, becoming completely absorbed in Krishna. And then bhava, you know, emotions that are uncontrollable, like Prabhupada. Sometimes, very rarely exhibited these emotions. He was in one temple in Atlanta one time, and he saw the deities, and he just became stunned and entranced. And that will happen to us if we chant in the future. And that actually also absorbed in the Lord's pastimes internally. We have a lot to look forward to. Having a spiritual television in our hearts so we can watch any of the Lord's pastimes we want. Like it's Ram Nomi, we could watch Ram's pastimes. I'm not talking about Ram Sagar's series. But we could watch Ram's pastimes directly with that spiritual television in our heart. And then ultimately coming to the standpoint of prema, where we're willing to do anything for Krishna. Whatever Krishna does, we just want to please him. And that's pure love. So Vaibhum Sampada Dharma Yato Bhakti Hoksaje Ahoitakiya Pratyata Yatma Supra Sivate. That's the only thing that will satisfy the heart. And that's Krishna consciousness. One devotee is taking second initiation. That means for medical initiation, and it's a very nice verse. Samadama Bhakti Chub Shantiraja Meda Ja Janavida Nasa Jam Rama Karma Swabhava Jam. Someone taking second initiation, and actually all the devotees should aspire to develop qualities of the mode of goodness, which means being equal poise and accepting everything favorable for Krishna's service, rejecting everything that's unfavorable, being clean, being tolerant, being religious, studying Prabhupada's books regularly. Very important point for everybody, especially the Brahmins. And then applying what you read in Srila Prabhupada's books. And those are the qualities of the Brahman. These are motive goodness qualities. Try to cultivate the motive goodness. Okay, so I was told to end at 4:50, and I've got 2 minutes over. Oh, really? Well, my watch is more accurate than your clock. Okay, we're going by that clock. So, thank you very much. All glories to His Vangraya. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, we should proceed with the name giving now.
Hare Krishna, those that would like for the instructed devotees to chant their Nakti.
Yes, Nakti.
So, if somebody can please assist them with chanting the name bits. Now, I'll just call upon the name. So, as you come, but before that, I just wanted to let you all know that these are wonderful devotees sitting here. They've done their disciples course, they've done their initiation exams, and they're ready to take the next step of taking shelter of their spiritual masters and committing their lives to advancing in spiritual life. So once I call your name, if you can please come over, pay obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, then to the deities, and then to the spiritual master, and then just wait there for the instruction. So I'll call upon Nisha Mataji first. She is a very good devotee in our yatra, and wife of our dear devotee Sevanidhi Prabhu. And Nisha Mataji is a registered nurse by profession, and she has chosen today to take complete shelter of His Holiness Jananda Goswami Maharaj. So, Nisha Mataji, if you can please come forward.
What's that? Sorry. I could tell her. I just talked about the quality of the problem. If I don't live up to it, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
Hare Krishna. So, you've already heard a little bit about Ishta and her participation here in the Brisbane Yatra and her response to those visits, etc. So, we're very privileged today on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to render this little service to Ishta and her family, children, husband, and others, and all the members of the community. Offered a Gornitai also, that's what he said. He offered a Gornitai also, you done also? I think that's what he said.
Yeah,
that is right. So it was the last test before, very difficult test to pass before the final, let's say, stage. Hare Krishna mission. So, you know what the four regulated principles are?
You have to stay on the mic, I don't know.
No, it's no meat, fish, eggs, mushrooms, eating, no intoxication, please, copies, no illicit sex, and
Oh, just made it. there's a man behind you with his clock, you know, a time clock. You're not getting it in 10 seconds. Relax. I'm sure you've got a few better places in the time. And how many rounds a day?
16 rounds.
Pardon?
16 rounds a day.
Maximum, right? 16 rounds maximum?
Minimum.
Minimum. Okay, sometimes you make it a maximum practice. And on a Kadashi?
Try to do
as nice as you can. There's no law. Probably like 25. It's not a law, it never was. Just try to chant more. Take advantage of the parish as much and holy days like today's basis. We're very happy to have this opportunity. I feel fortunate to serve you and your family a little bit. I'm not very qualified. Qualified to do so, but a great opportunity. So, there's all the different names. And usually, start with the name beginning with the same letter that you already have in your first name. And today being the appearance day of Lord Ramchandra, it's not the name of Lord Ramchandra, it's not even a direct name of Sita Devi, but it refers to Sita Devi, and all the great devotees. It means one who is the queen of one who is very faithfully engaged in devotional service, dedicated in their service. So we'd like to give you the name today of Nishtarani Devi Dasi. Nishtarani Devi Dasi Ki.
Hi. Hi, very nice. Thank you.
Very, very nice. So next we'd like to call the devotees who have come all the way from Melbourne. So
Melbourne. Wow, who's from Melbourne?
Yeah, three devotees.
Wow, Hari Bol.
So, Deepshika is Dawji Prabhu's sister from Melbourne, and she's a dental hygienist by profession, and she's here with her two daughters, Deepthi, who's a science student at university, and Davita, who's a high school student. So, after Matthew, we will call Deepthi and then Davita.
Okay.
And
what do you want? What?
No intoxication.
Very good. And for those of you from Fiji, no kava either.
Oh.
It's impossible anyway. And how many rounds do you chat today? 16 and longer, yeah. And Akashi tried to chat more. So, actually, I'll give you your name. So your name, now you're going to use with your right hand, is Divya Rupa Devidasi.
Divya Rupa Devidasi K.
Divya Rupa is the name of Srimati Radharani, because she has a transcendental form. And the rest of us have material forms.
Also, also related.
Yes. Yes, it also could be a name of Sita Devi. Okay, who's next?
Deepthi.
Deepthi is related?
Yes, daughter.
So both Deepthi and Davita are daughters of Divya Rupa Pali.
And they were all tested like that.
That's what you have.
I mean, I was getting emails with tears on them. Okay. So, what are the four regular principles? Good. How many rounds? 16 minimum. Okay. You get the beads with your right hand. Your name right now is Radhika Leela Devi Das.
Radhika Leela Devi Das.
That means the pastimes of Srimati Radharani. Okay.
I'll request Davita. She's the younger daughter of Divya Rupa Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, 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 Hare Gorn Tai Jai.
Okay.
So, all the men who went through these tests. I don't know if I would pass the test.
So, what are the four regulated groups? Good. How many rounds have we done? 16. Try to chant more in the Kaddish. Actually, when I don't have anything to do, I chant 64 in Kaddish. It's really blissful. Then you realize that 16 is just the warm up before the game. All right, so your name now, get the beef with your right hand, is Lalita Devidasi.
Hey, Lalita
Devidasi Ki.
Devidasi Ki. And that's, of course, the name of Srimati Radharani's associate, Lalita, primary associate. Next.
Okay, we'll request Darshan to come forward.
She
has done quite a lot of things in the past, but at the moment she's a yoga teacher.
She's a good dancer also. She dances in Kirtana.
She's got a lot of bhakti, a lot of devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Okay. So everyone who came from here, they had an easier time getting a recommendation. So all the devotees should move to Brisbane.
No.
Oh my God! I'll be
even harder.
So, what are the four regulating principles?
No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating.
Okay. And so, how many rounds have you done?
16.
All right, so your name, with the right hand, is Divyambara Devidasi.
Hey,
Divyambara is also the name of Sita and Radharani. It means she who dresses very nicely. This is some of the names I'm giving you from the Radha Sahasranam.
Divyambara Devidasi K. So next we'll call Daniel Vickers. So Daniel is a senior pilot in Virgin Australia. So if you want a safe flight, please check out when he's flying next.
Yeah.
And he's flying at 7:37.
And he's a very, very nice devotee as well.
Yeah, very nice.
Sima has encountered.
And he's growing vegetables for Krishna too.
Ah. Yeah.
So, Danny, so what are the four regular principles?
No, I didn't mean this story. Good. And illicit sex, and intoxicating sex.
And how many rounds?
16.
16. And you can chant more in the privacy. You know, sometimes on the plane it's kind of hard when you're sitting. Yeah, I know devotees sometimes are driving a car, they use a clicker. Don't do that with an airplane. We had one pilot who flew a plane like devotees chant their rounds, inattentive. And these pilots, you probably heard this story, in America they overshot the airport by about 200 miles because they were talking and inattentive. So don't chant inattentively. You get the beads with your right hand. Your name now is Damodar Pandit Das. Eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Damodar Pandit Prabhu, okay. So next we'll request Rahul Kumar. So Rahul Prabhu and his good wife, they do a lot of service with helping Daji Prabhu in the preaching mission. It's also a good Mridanga prayer. And he's an IT consultant by profession. Very active in North Side preaching with his family.
things. Shishi Bodhi Tai, Vunayavitai, Vunayavara, Ravakrishna, Pointing High. Without the mercy of the Lord Nityananda, you cannot approach Radha and Krishna. Alright, so what are the four regulated principles? Okay, Rahul. You get the visa with your right hand. And your name now is Ram Vijay.
Ram Vijay Prabhu Ki.
And that, of course, means the victory of Lord Ram.
Now we'll call Ram Vijay Prabhu's good voice, Sanchil. She's very supportive in outside coaching as well, and she's a business analyst by her profession. So the economy comes down, all these failures in business, you can see her.
Okay. So, what are the four regular principles?
No meat, no other fish, no unlimited sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Okay, very nice. How many rounds?
Minimum 16.
Minimum 16 every day. Okay, you get the beads with your right hand. Your name is Sita Devi Dasi.
Sita Devi Dasi Ki. So Hemant Kumar and his wife Sandhya, they're also very supportive in Dhabi Prabhu's preaching on the north side. He's an aircraft engineer, senior aircraft engineer in Qantas. So if the plane doesn't fly, you can blame him. But he's also a very, very nice devotee and does a lot of service.
Very nice.
Hare Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare Bo. So, Iman, so what are the four regular principles?
No meat eating, fish, no eggs, no 86 eggs. No gambling, no intoxication.
How many rounds have you
done? Minimum 16.
Minimum 16. So, because Hemant's such a good Ram Bhakta, I thought I'd give him a special name. So, you get the beads with your right hand. Your name is Hanuman Ananda. Hanuman Ananda is the bliss of Hanuman, which is the name of Ram, of course, or Hanuman who is experiencing bliss.
Hanuman Ananda Prabhu Ki.
Okay.
Next we'll call Sandhya. And she does a lot of service as well in the north side, and she's got the best profession of domestic duties.
Addressing the deities. Addressing deities.
Domestic.
Oh, I should.
And she is a good wife of Hanuman and then the Prabhu as well.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Okay. And the four regular principles?
No eating, no intoxication, and no disrespect, no gambling.
Okay. How many rounds?
16.
Okay. Very nice. So you get these with your right hand. So your name now is Janaki Devi Dasi. Janaki is also, of course, that refers to Sita Devi, in case those of you didn't know that.
Janaki Devi Dasi Ki. Is there anyone left over? After hearing Janananda Maharaj's story, I thought I'll just check again. Later from his Guru Maharaj. So before we start the yagya, I just wanted to thank all the devotees who have put up such a nice program. Special thanks to Krishna Mahanamataji and Dvijabhar Prabhu for organizing the festival, the initiation yagyas and everything. And a very special thanks to both the Maharajas for being here and blessing all of us. And a very special thanks to all the candidates, because without you, this program won't take place. And a special thanks to all of you who are here today. And I'd just like to finish by saying that after the yagya, the initiates will circumambulate, and they'll probably, as a tradition, go out to you asking for some donation or begging for some donation to give it to their spiritual masters. So please open up your hearts, give whatever you can, all your gold and jewels.
And your purses and wallets.
Yeah, handing your purses, your gold and watches, or whatever you have.